Chapter 23, Patience. By patient endurance, you will save your lives. Luke chapter 21, verse 19. In the third part of the Introduction to the Devout Life, which concerns the choice and study of the virtues, St. Francis de Sales dedicates his first chapter to the virtue of patience. This priority indicates the great importance he gives it in the soul's work for its sanctification. Quote, "The great happiness of man is to possess his soul, and the more perfect our patience, the more perfectly do we possess our souls." Just as no virtue can subsist without humility, none can subsist without patience. Without patience, all spiritual effort, even when crowned with success, may be in vain, because the least wind of adversity can destroy its effects, as a storm blows down a house built upon the sand. Of all that God has taught and shown us about his manner of acting toward his rebellious and sinful creatures, none strikes us like his unwearying patience with them. Nothing establishes better his absolute perfection and the infinity of his love. The incarnate Word made of his life a lesson and moving example of patience, with the apostles so slow to understand, with the Jews who were so suspicious, and with his enemies who were full of bitter hatred. He was patient under insults, blasphemies, blows, even unto death. He receives into his heart all the acts of endurance of his faithful. He incorporates them with his own, enriches them with his merits, and consecrates them in himself. Quote, "All their works and apostolic endeavors, their daily labor, and even the hardships of life, if patiently borne, all of these become spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." From the Constitution on the Church. The soul steeped in these thoughts has no difficulty in believing that patience is stronger than the strongest thing in the world. From St. John Chrysostom, Homilies. Let us bear wisely our own weaknesses and those of others. In order to be contented with the best of persons, we must be content with little and bear much. The most perfect people have many imperfections, and we also have great ones. Our defects, joined to theirs, make mutual support very difficult. But listen to what St. Paul tells us. "Help carry one another's burdens. In that way you will fulfill the law of Christ." From Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Quote, "Let us have the patience to take little steps forward until we have the legs for running, or rather the wings for flying." St. Francis de Sales.